الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, we were speaking about in the previous week what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw during the ascension to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as he was going he saw many things. Last week I mentioned was that when he saw that people were growing things, soon as they sow, soon as they put the seed, sowed it, straight away they were able to harvest it. And he asked Jibreel, who are these people? And Jibreel replied that these are the people who give sadaqah and who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they sow, they reap the reward straight away. Then, as he went along, he saw what he saw was that a group of people, they were smashing their heads with big stones, and their heads were smashed to pieces, smothered and disintegrated. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ibrahim, Amin alayhi salam, who are these people who are getting such severe punishment? He said, these are the people who neglect their salah. This is the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for those people who do not pray their five times salah properly. My dear respected brothers and elders, the most important action and the most important order and the most important injunction after iman is salah, my dear respected brothers. It is this salah that will either give us jannah or throw us into the fire of hell. Alam al-imani al-salah. It is said in the hadith that the sign of iman, if you want to see a mu'min, if you want to see the sign of his faith, then you look at his salah. This is why in the hadith it is said, tarqul الكفر بين الصلاة والكفر بين the difference between إيمان and كفر بين الكفر والإيمان ترك الصلاة. That the difference between كفر and إيمان is ترك الصلاة, is to leave the صلاة. A person who doesn't perform صلاة, then he has no sign that he is a mu'min. That's why Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, one of the great imams, we have four imams, called the Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, that a person who leaves the salah purposely, he's not a Muslim anymore. He knows it's time for salah and he just neglects it. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah humble, he says that according to this hadith, that if a person willfully, deliberately neglects a salah, then he is not a Muslim anymore. Although the other three imams, they say if a person completely negates the salah, meaning he doesn't believe in it anymore, then he becomes a kafir. Otherwise he's a sinner. Just like anybody who don't give zakat, don't do hajj, he's a major sinner. Likewise, so at least one of the imams, they're taking that severe, which shows it is not something that we take lightly. And these are the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved. It is why the Salaf al-Saliheen, when the time for Salah to come, they would straight away forget everything about the dunya. Because now this is the time where I make connection with my Lord. This is the time where I put myself on the right path. This is the time where now I will be able to save myself from the fire of hell. It is said about a person, one of our pious predecessors, that whenever he would say Allahu Akbar, just merely saying that Allahu Akbar, so much ru'ab and fear would come into him that sometimes he would faint on the spot. And now I'm standing in front of my Lord, I have nothing to present to him but my sins. How? And he will, because of that fear and awe, he will fall down and faint. Some of our pious predecessors were such that when they would perform the salah, if a bird was to fall on their head or land on their head, nothing would happen. They would not even move an inch. Sometimes flies will come to their nose, land on their nose, and again nothing will happen. But today those who actually pray their salah, forget those who do not even pray, look at their condition. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُشِيبُ عَارِضَاهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَمَا أَقْبَرِ اللَّهِ صَلَاةً قَبْتُ. That a person will become old in Islam, his beard, his hair will become white. وَمَا أَقْبَرِ اللَّهِ صَلَاةً قَبْتُ. But he has never ever completed one salah. He was questioned, how is that? لا يتم ركوعها وسجودها وقبول وركوعها ولا خشوعها. That they will not complete their ruku, nor would they complete their sujood, nor would they complete their khushu. Nothing. We do not even know how to perform salah, my dear respected brothers and elders. When is salah? Prophet sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That surely salah stops a person from committing, from sin, from committing such shameful acts. But why is it not stopping us? We're not talking about those people who don't perform salah. We're talking about those who are performing the salah. Those who don't perform salah. They need to deeply think. There will be no savior for them unless they come back onto that path. There is no way unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to some of my, maybe was one of their sincere actions, may forgive otherwise. There is no forgiveness for them. Straight away the fire of hell. Unless they've done something in their life, something that Allah may. But we are talking about those who are performing salah. Look at the condition they are. Their salah is in. How many times the mobile goes on. And in salah you see people. Doing that in salah. Whereas our pious predecessors, they had birds flying on them. They had all that not doing anything. Fearing. Inna salata kana al-mu'minin kitabun mawquta. And qanitin, about the qanitin. Those who have khushu' and khudu' in their salah. Don't make a movement. Once Sahabi had an arrow in his foot. They didn't know how to take it out. It was so painful. He said, let me start my salah. When I start my salah, then you take it out. Why? It's because they forget about the dunya. They were so absorbed in their salah that they didn't know what was happening around them. And today, how many of us, all of us, majority of us, if not all, are doing things in salah that we are not supposed to be doing. We don't even know how to do ruku' and sujood. And you will see people, how they... Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. So my dear respected brothers and elders, like every single action, every single injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah also has to be learned, how it should be done. And only then, when we perform it properly, that salah will be the coolness of our eyes. That salah will be the means of making connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That salah will be the means of stopping us from committing major sins. How many of us have actually learnt it? And if we have, we've forgotten it. This is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, why is the ummah degenerating? Why are we going backwards? Why is there so much havoc and trouble and fitna that is happening within the Muslim Ummah? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not giving us peace? We only need to look at our salah. Why is it that our habits are not changing? It's because our salah is not correct. One person complained to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that there's this person who is performing salah during the day, but it is stealing during the night. Said very soon his salah will stop him from stealing, and it is true. Afterwards he stopped, because the effect and the speciality of salah is that it stops a person from committing. It changes a person from bad to good only if a person does it properly. Only if a person performs that salah properly. That is why it is imperative that we learn how to perform our salah. And only then we will understand. And only then that we will feel the sukoon, the tranquility that it has kept in salah. This is why our pious predecessors, will spend the night in performing salah, because they found the peace and they found the tranquility in salah. They did so many extra rak'at. Rabia Adawiya rahimahullah, she used to perform 1,000 rak'at every night. And the reason why she would do it, she said, "I didn't do it for the reward. I did it so that I can please my Prophet, beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That on the day of judgment, my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to the other Prophet, that look at this lady who happens to be from my ummah, and she is performing 1,000 rak'at. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be proud of me." So this is what they used to do. So my dear respected brothers and elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Do you know the biggest thief?" Said, "No, Allah wa Rasul alam, Allah knows best. Who is the biggest thief?" Says, "The biggest thief is the person who steals in salah." Meaning, he doesn't give the full dues to the ruku' and sujood. Because salah is the haqq which belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Instead of getting from the ruku' properly, he gets up halfway and then boom, goes into sajda. From sujood, he gets up from first sujood, instead of sitting down with itminan and then taking time to go to the second, before he even finishes, he's off for the second one. It's like he's doing some Olympic competition or something. Who can do the fastest salah or something? This is the sign of munafiqeen, this Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. If you want to see a sign of hypocrites, then you look at this salah. It is like a chicken when it pecks at food. Boom, 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 eating. That's like his salah. Boom, 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 boom. That is why, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, ta'deel al-arqan is wajib. To make sure that every single action is done properly. So once you get out from ruku', you stand up straight. And if you know the tasbih in that time, you say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ مِلْعَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلْعَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلْعَ مَا شِئْتَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدُ. And then you go into sujood. If somebody says that, there's no way he's going to rush into ruku', because he's saying the tasbih. And then when you get up from بين السجودين, again there's a dua. The person performs the dua at that time, there's no way he's going to rush into the second ruku'. And then look at the qira'ah, subhanallah. Our recitation is such that instead of earning the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we do not even know how to pronounce. And we seem to be so relaxed. Carry on. If one, not even one single salah, if I was not accepted, then how are we going to get ourselves saved from the fire of hell? How is it that we're not changing? How is it we are still gambling? How is it that we're still drinking? How is it that we're still womanizing? How is it that we're still in all these bad traits that we have not changed at all? Yet we are performing our salah. Either fornicating or committing adultery. Why is it that we have no changes? We see no changes. Although we are performing our salah. Because our salah is not being accepted. Look at the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw. So these are the things that we need to think about. Brothers, we are not going to stay here forever and ever. one day we are going to die. Like it or lump it, we will leave this world. And when, nobody knows. But it will come. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. That every living creature will taste death. And that is certain. Even an atheist who doesn't believe in anything, even he knows he will die one day. It is something which is unanimous. It is something which everybody agrees on. Nobody can deny. Somebody may deny Allah. Somebody may deny the presence of Allah. Somebody may deny the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nobody will deny that he or she will one day leave this world. And when, my dear respected brothers and sisters, nobody knows. But the clever person is he who understands that and then starts making preparation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us.